It's time for your Market Line Commodity Report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Grains continue to slide as crops seem to be progressing even better than expected. Standard Grain's Joe Vaklevic shared the details on his Grain Markets and Other Stuff podcast.
So what you've got here is a situation where traders and analysts are going to update their yield models, or already have, to account for these better crop ratings, which will lead them to the conclusion that the yield is going to be better than what they had originally anticipated. So those traders and analysts who were working with a corn yield, say, at 180, maybe now they're thinking, maybe it's a 181 or 182. And you could say something similar about the soybeans. That's not set in stone. That's not gospel, but that's what a lot of people are thinking here this morning.
In closing markets, Chicago September wheat futures closed down 4.25 cents to 523.5. September corn closed down 5 cents to 320. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein unchanged yesterday, still ranging from 575 to 578. Dark Northern spring wheat prices down 1¾ cents, ranging from 601¼ to 621¼ for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were up 47.5 cents on the August board to $100.90. Feeder cattle for August back up $1.35 after Tuesday's losses to $140.70. Class 3 milk for August down 20 cents to $21.91. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your Market Line Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.